Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Do you know that there's parents out there that refuse to put the other parent's contact information down to keep it a secret and to keep it a seek and find? I had a parent who is literally trying to still figure out what field hockey team her son is on because her ex refuses to share the information. Yet another section that's typically missed in parenting plans is the access to records. And I'll give you a really quick example that's going to be mentioned in this episode. When your ex doesn't write your name down on the school registration, this seems to be the big stab in the back when your ex registers your kid for school and doesn't include your name. In today's episode, we're going to dive deep into what does it mean to have access to records, and we're not going to talk about medical. We're going to talk about school. We're going to talk about extracurricular and making sure that your parenting plan includes the details that are necessary for your type of custody arrangement. All right. One would think that if it says joint parenting in your custody agreement, that it's automatically assumed that everybody has access to everything. And that's not necessarily true. And actually having access to everything does and can cause a little bit of havoc and problems. And I'm going to explain. So first and foremost, access to records should be a portion in your parenting plan. And if it's not, you need to find an attorney that will include said portion into your parenting plan. Because what this paragraph can do is alleviate you from being someone's secretary, but also give you access to information. And so I want to be able to have both, right? I don't want to be anybody's secretary where I'm constantly giving updates and I'm constantly have to tell them things and I constantly have to keep them in the loop. That's not what I want to do. If I sign the child up for something, I easily want to be able to put your name and address and phone number and walk away and you get the same info that I get. Yay, everybody has access to the same information because I put your information down. That is a problem right there. Do you know that there's parents out there that refuse to put the other parent's contact information down to keep it a secret and to keep it a seek and find? I had a parent who is literally trying to still figure out what field hockey team her son is on because her ex refuses to share the information. He won't just write down the name of the program. He won't put her information down. He is refusing to share that information. Instead, he's getting letters from her attorney and messages from her and causing all this havoc just because he won't share what team the son is on. So having this paragraph in your parenting plan is critical because we want both parties to have access to information. Now, we're not just talking about extracurriculars because I'm just telling you right now, I'm from the decades before where everything was on paper. They would hand you a practice schedule on paper. Can some of you even fathom that right now? Can you even comprehend that happened? That there was a time when people handed you paper and it had a literal 30-day calendar on it and it would be marked 3:30 to 5:30, the high school gym, you know, 5:30 to 8:30 in the high school gym, and went back and forth like that. Like, it was a time and it sucked. But one of us would have to either give that information to the other parent and or make a copy. And then we're having to write it down or keep track of it on our own calendar. But this whole idea of being able to have it all digital now, genius. But the one starting point is that you have to share the other parent's contact information, like their phone number or their email, to make it all digital so they get that digital information. Now, let's move on. School stuff. When I register the kid to school, I should be putting the other parent as party number two. Do you know how many people don't do that? This is just a warning. That's what this podcast is about. The ugly truth, but is this. Parents do not put the other parent down. You know who they put down? The new step parent or nobody or grandma before they'll ever put down the other parent. So this portion would say that, you know, this party A would be this parent. Party B needs to always be listed. And if party B signs the child up, then party A should be listed as the second parent and such. So in school, again, everything is digital. You guys are so lucky that all I have to do is put their email down or their phone number down, and they're going to get the same notifications, the same reminders, the same emails. Now, when we get into doctor's offices, it's a little bit trickier on who is the primary care provider with that insurance, and does the other parent have access to records? Now, I can't give you a definitive answer here because I'm not your insurance provider. I don't know what the rules are going to be for your doctor's office in sharing that information. But this is stuff that you have to get ahead of when you're building your parenting plan, especially if your ex has already shown signs of doing this behavior where they're leaving you out. They're icing you out. They're not putting you down as a contact. They're not putting you down as an informative person that can get the medical records. So we really have to look at what do you want, especially the medical portion, to look like. If your child is in therapy, does your ex have access to who that therapist is? And I'm just going to be a bearer of bad news here. If you're in high conflict, which means you're dealing with somebody with some type of personality disorder, narcissism, they are going to hate that your child is going to therapy, and they will try to intervene with said therapist, and they will try to get that therapist to drop your case because they don't want to deal with your ex's bullshit. Because your ex will nonstop call the office, harass the office, threaten the office, and such. And so when you're working with your attorney, I want you to really pay attention to this section and making sure that it's worded to protect your future self, that you're not back trying to, you know, get access or reduce access. So if you're the primary insurance holder, how does that look for the other parent? Yeah, they have access to the child's records, but how do they get those if they're not on the insurance any longer? Okay. And some of you might be, you know, able to share that through portals and different things with different types of insurance, but I want you to just be thinking about that. How will this other parent who's not on the insurance have access to my child's records? Will I have to be that person that does that and shares that information out? Am I going to have to jump into a secretarial role where I'm going to have to share what happened at that doctor's appointment? But here's the caveat to that. Will that high conflict parent believe what happened out of your mouth? Most likely no, because they're high conflict and nothing you say is honest or truthful. Ask them, they'll tell you. So access to records essentially, and I love the way my team writes this up, because we essentially say in a professional way, put your big boy pants on and take care of this shit yourself. Meaning, if it's on the internet, you can find it. So there's no calling your ex and saying, what's the baseball schedule? When's parent-teacher conferences? What grades do the kids have? If it's on the internet, your ass is responsible for finding it. We even take it a step further and we literally tell in the parenting plan, if your child has a relationship with another adult, whatever that means, you're responsible for knowing who that adult is and building that relationship yourself. So there's no going to parent A and saying, hey, how's a therapist? What kind of person are they? What times do they go? You figure that out. You're a big person. Go research that. Go find out who the teacher is. You want to know who the pediatrician is? Look it up. Go there. I've told you once. I'm not telling you again. Go meet with the doctor if you want to know about them. I don't have time to lead you to water. We have to be careful about overextending ourselves into taking care of the other household. We'll go back to parallel parenting here. I know that I want to go to appointments because I want to be informed and I want to be there. So I go. It's not my job to keep another parent informed who knew about the same appointment. They knew about the same appointment and they chose not to go. Now, again, if they asked me cordially and nicely what happened, absolutely. But let's be real, you wouldn't be on this channel if it was cordial and nice. So we have to be careful of what does the parenting plan say I have to share? And what is the other parent able to get on their own information? If it's more than three clicks, cool, go find it. But it's clickable. So if it's there somewhere, go find it. I just see a lot of my clients, my one-on-one clients, going down this rabbit hole of like, oh, Sam, I sent that screenshot like 3 weeks ago when we signed the kid up for soccer and now he wants it again. Okay, well, I can easily scroll through. I also know how to search for images. So I don't know that you need to send that again because you've already sent it once. They're just being lazy slash controlling slash manipulating to see if you'll send it to them again. And if you don't, they're going to label you as a bad co-parent. Are you a bad co-parent? So we had a good doctor on TNC. If you don't know what TNC is, it's monthly membership group for moms. For the men, sorry, we don't have anything yet on hold for that. But for moms, we had this amazing doctor come in and they were talking about this connection between us feeling like we have to constantly play secretary and take care of them and do all these things and make sure that we're keeping up with, you know, keeping them informed and them telling us, well, you're a bad co-parent if you don't. Well, you're a bad co-parent. I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to take the kids if you don't tell me, if you don't keep me informed and all this shit. And it plays a fuckery on our heads. And what the doctor ended up saying is all you have to do is when your ex accuses you of something, of being a bad co-parent, you simply ask yourself, is that true? No, it's not. Because here I am giving you the link. I gave it to you 3 weeks ago. You just want to get it. You're lazy. I'm not a bad co-parent because you're lazy. So ask yourself when your ex accuses you of something. It's so simple, you guys. It really is. If I would have done that all those years ago, I probably would have switched to parallel parenting a lot faster than trying to hold out for co-parenting. But this access to records is, you know, if your ex is accusing, you have to keep me informed. You got to tell me that information. You didn't tell me about parent-teacher conferences. Is that true? No, because I put your number down just like I put my email down and your email down. And I got the same fucking email I know is in your inbox somewhere. Whether you read it or not, that's not up to me. That's up to you. But I don't have to remind you of parent-teacher conferences because you're a big person. And if you can vote, then you can look and you can read on your own and get the information. If it's on the web, you have access, right? They're walking around with a literal fucking computer in their hand 24/7 attached to their hand and take it to the fucking bathroom. The least you can do is use it to look up information instead of da-da-da-da-da or thumb, thumb, thumb back to you and saying, hey, let me know when this is happening. Why didn't you let me know this? Da-da-da. You have access to the same information. And I see this a lot on social media where there's parents saying, you know, my ex won't give me information. My ex won't tell me about this. The internet is wild with information. It's wild with information. And if you have legal custody of your child, joint or just partial, you can call said school and say, I am a legal guardian of this child. I deserve to have my information down. But so many of you go the rabbit hole of telling your ex to put down your information. I had a client years ago who's the mom put down her new husband's information and left dad off. Now, dad went apeshit as he should because he was left off of school registration. Now, they didn't have a paragraph like this saying that she had to write down his information. So she did what she wanted and she wrote down her new husband's information. And dad went apeshit. Again, yes, you should go nuts. But what he did wrong was he went to his ex-wife to change it. You should put me down. He spent hours, thousands of dollars with attorneys telling the ex-wife to change it. What I would have done is I would have taken my parenting plan, signed, dated, and approved by a judge and slapped that on the secretary's desk at the elementary school in a nice way because it's not her fault and said, hey, we got some updating to do. Okay, I don't know what Miss Susie over here told you or put down because she did it from home on the internet, but my information needs to be on here. I'm the legal guardian of this child. I mean, this is not rocket science, but when you go to a high conflict person to fix their own doing, you might as well hold your breath. Death will come upon you faster. They're not going to change. This is who they are. They thought they'd get away with it. So this is common practice to have a paragraph where we both say, put your big boy pants on, find the answers yourself, but also just enough respect that we're obligated by our parenting plan to both put information down that includes both one another. Again, something you don't look for in a parenting plan before you need it, right? But then when you need it, you're like, shit, where's that paragraph that Sam was talking about where we have to put each other's information down? Yeah, it's not there, right? So the paragraph we list inside of ours that we build for people doesn't have loopholes, right? Doesn't have vagueness. It just has, you're both grown adults. Here's what you're going to do. And if not, you're easily in contempt because it says right here, you are supposed to do this. But again, I want you to all realize if you are in a high conflict journey, that you are going to have a workaround once or twice, if not daily, in dealing with your high conflict ex. And you're going to have to figure out a way to make sure this shit happens on your dime and you go find those schedules, you go find those doctor's appointments, you put yourself on the Remind Me app, you make sure your email got added, you go to that school and make sure you're listed. You have to go do the work. Don't expect somebody that hates you to include you. That doesn't make sense, does it? So yeah, I mentioned a lot today, a lot of specifics, and I know probably two or three, if not all of them, hit the mark for what's probably happened in your case or could potentially happen in your case. So if you don't understand how access language works, it can quietly undo a lot of authority that you actually do have as a parent. So this is exactly what I teach inside my masterclass. And if, again, you want to take that step further and you're like, okay, I don't need you to educate me anymore. I've listened to enough episodes. I know you know what you're talking about. I just want your team to build this entire parenting plan and eliminate all the loopholes. Check out the link below.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.